Merle! Wake up, Merle! Merle Squirrel heard his wife, Pearl, calling him softly. He slowly opened his eyes to find himself surrounded by Pearl, Michael, Justin, and Sadie.
What happened? Where am I?
Merle asked groggily. The last thing he remembered was being in the lunchroom of Walnut Creek Elementary School, munching on a chicken nugget. We're back home, Merle, Michael said. I think my news was a little too much for you, Sadie smiled at him. Sadie had discovered that the squirrels had witnessed the Sermon on the Mound first paw, which is like first hand, except for squirrels, which meant that they must have been suspended in time in a cave by the Dead Sea for nearly 2,000 years. Merle and Pearl knew the world was much different now than the one they remembered, but knowing just how much time had passed had overwhelmed Merle. I didn't know squirrels could faint, Justin said. I've seen goats do it. Justin stiffened his limbs and fell sideways onto the bed.
Matt! You'd faint too if you realized you were 2,000 years old, Merle answered. It's not natural. Squirrels usually go for a few decades, tops.
We've got Methuselah beat by a long shot, Pearl said proudly, but we were asleep for most of it, so I'm not sure it counts for the record.
This is huge, guys, Sadie said. Michael, we need to tell your dad. He'll know what to do.
No way, Michael said. I'd get so busted. I just got done being grounded for getting lost in a cave. I don't know what Dad would do if he found out I smuggled back talking artifacts.
I resent being called an artifact, Merle sniffed. Makes me feel old.
You are old, dear, Pearl patted his paw. What if they have to go back to the Dead Sea, Michael said.
I don't want to go back there, Merle protested. It's too hot.
We're not even from there. We were just on vacation, Pearl said, making air quotes with her paws.
I like it here, where there are trees and nuts and chicken nuggets, Merle said. Don't make us go back.
Nobody's making anybody go back, Michael crossed his arms. You can hide out in my backpack. No one needs to know. Michael, Sadie said, they can't hide in your backpack forever.
No offense to your backpack, Pearl agreed, but it's a little snug.
Well, Jane will be at school tomorrow, so maybe you guys can hang out in my room, Michael suggested. Michael's little sister, Jane, attended preschool.